No, that's right. Yeah, it's not improving at all. Definitely not. As you heard yesterday at our local MD meeting yesterday in Glenty, it's not improving at all. In fact, I would say it's getting very, very bad, to be honest with you. One point I picked up on yesterday, mentioned at the meeting yesterday, I think it's a bit scandalous that only one person was prosecuted in the last 2 years for a dog fouling somewhere like in the county. That's unacceptable. The dogs are fouling all over the place. And to be fair, it's not the dog's fault. The dog was supposed to go somewhere to the toilet, obviously. Preferably not. But I'm saying that not on the main street, not in our towns or villages. There's plenty of places. There's plenty of open ground in that waste ground here and there to take them on to run them on for that purpose. But when it happens on the main street, and it's not all on the main street or villages, it's not all happening by accident either, by the way. I know sometimes, obviously, they can't help it or prevent it more than anybody else. But the onus is still on the owner. The owner, regardless whether he's standing on the main street or standing at his own house in his own street, he should have his dog fouling bag at hand in his pocket. That's not the case. That's not happening. And this is where the problem is. Because then, take for example, now you have, I see it in Othalley, I see it in Chrysalitown, I see it in Bucarra Town, where it's evident now, even today I was out walking through to the Kenny Town there, it's your own town there, so what you feel like, it's getting a big problem as well. You're starting to have to pick now where you're walking in the Fleming footpath to avoid dog accident. This is uncalled for, it's not needed. It's total lack of respect for the dog owners themselves that are allowing their dogs to do this on the footpaths, on our walkways, railway tracks or otherwise, or greenways either, by the way, either, not excluding them either. It's the same thing if you're in the greenways, if you're standing on Main Street, Chrysler, Main Street, or Fanny. Have your dog bag with you. Lift, carry a bath to your dog. There's no excuse for this, to be honest, because the blame lies, I blame the owners, the blame lies with the owners, Emma, on it, to be fair. And it's a dangerous thing going forward as well. As I pointed out on yesterday, at the meeting yesterday, you recall I said yesterday as well, should a small child or toddler, a child of a young age, who obviously with no sense of hygiene at that time as such, happen to come on this, or they throw their ball or they throw their frisbee or whatever the case may be, on the beach or out in the park or somewhere like that where the dogs have been beforehand, and their item of toy gets dirty by the dog excrement. If that ends up in their hands, then they put that in their hand, their mouth, then or under their eyes in particular, they can pick up diseases from that. Small children can pick up certain diseases from that. There's an eyesight disease there caused by dog excrement. I don't know the name of it offhand, but it is there anyway. Could have actually heard your own Greg touching it several times on Highland there about it, to be fair, over the years. So I'd be very, very concerned about that. If it's a small toddler, small children effect into it, that they could come on this either on walkways, on greenways, out in the street when they're walking about with their mums or dads, or down on the beach playing innocently, and they come along this in the sand where somebody hasn't tidied up after the dog. And it's unnecessary. It's not needed. I would just appeal to all dog owners to please bring your litter bags with you and lift after your dog. Clearly, you're responsible. You see what your dog's up to, and clearly as well, your dog should be in a leap beside you all day.